Hey, y'all, Tiny's Mobile Auto. Is your car broke down? Are you stuck somewhere? Do you need a mechanic? Don't want to call a tow truck? Call Tiny's Mobile Auto. He'll come out to you, do your work, whatever you need done, your regular maintenance, or if you broke down on the side of the road, give him a call. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call 336-423-6241. You don't even have to see me. Just let me know what's wrong with your car, and I will come and fix it, y'all. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, TikTok. I'm on the Twitters. Whatever you guys need, 336-423-6241. As always, I'll be seeing you.
Are you looking for the next best soul food spot to please your palate? What if I told you there's one right under your nose? Welcome to Taste of the Triad, located in the old Bell Brothers Cafeteria, location at 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Authentic Southern comfort food in a family atmosphere. At Taste of the Triad, you can have Sunday dinner anytime. Baked chicken, fried chicken to order, the best meatloaf in the Triad, ribs, baked mac and cheese, and more. Check out Sunday Smackdown with beef and pork ribs, smoked turkey legs, collard greens, yams, and much more. Are y'all hungry yet? Did I even mention the live music on Sundays? Comfort soul food in the heart of the Triad. Taste of the Triad. 4320 Old Walkertown Road in Winston-Salem. Check out the menu at tasteofthetriad.com.
You are locked into Tobacco Road Sports Radio, your home for Triad Sports.
And you know this, man.
This should be played at high volume.
Welcome to Out of Pocket. Here's your host, Michael Davis.
Welcome to Out of Pocket with Michael Davis on Tobacco Road Sports Radio, our YouTube channel, tobaccoroadsportsradio.com. I'm your host, Michael Davis. Before we get into a huge day today about the NFL free agency and everything that's happened in the last 24 hours, I have to mention the wait is over. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of NASCAR, is now live in North Carolina. Now you can legally bet on all your favorite sports anytime, anywhere, right here in North Carolina with DraftKings. For a limited time, new customers who sign up with promo code TOBACCOROAD and bet $5 will receive $250 instantly in bonus bets. DraftKings has the best features, including same-game parlays, player props, and more with fast and easy payouts right at your fingertips. We have the Food City 500 on Sunday, Kyle Larson at plus 400, Brad Keselowski at plus 1300, and Bubba Wallace at plus 4500. You can bet on any of the drivers. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now using code TOBACCOROAD and bet $5 to get $250 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code TOBACCOROAD. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 877-718-5543 or visit 21+ North Carolina only. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. Terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook/NC. NASCAR is not a sponsor of this promotion and used under license. Now that we have that in the books, we have a huge panel in store for you today. We got one of my co-hosts from the Cat Cave will be on tomorrow talking Panthers football, Shannon Smith. We got the host of the Mouthing Off with Mike Wrestling podcast. I convinced him to talk a little NFL today. We got Mike Mealy. Go follow his YouTube channel. And then we got Desmond Johnson, who already today has done Believe in Panthers, has already done Believe in Hills Hoops. And now we're doing Out Pocket. And it's full NFL free agency. And some big news dropped yesterday when the NFL's legal tampering period started. And one of those was a trade. Brian Burns has been traded from the Carolina Panthers to the New York Giants. And instead of getting a couple firsts like the Panthers declined last year, Burns is sent to the Giants for just a second and a fifth round pick. Now, we're going to cover a lot of NFL free agency, going to hit each panelist with one move, but I wanted to get everybody's thoughts on this because I don't know if the Carolina Panthers got enough for Brian Burns. And as a matter of fact, it starts to look like the Panthers are in more of a full rebuild mode with the moves that they're making, starting to build from the ground up. They made a couple moves on the offensive line yesterday. So I'll start it out with Shannon, my Cat Cave co-host. What did you make of the Panthers' moves yesterday? And they've also lost Frankie Louvu to the Commanders.
This spells full rebuild right here. It really does. I thought that Brian Burns would be enough to get a first pick to get them put onto the first round, but I guess evidently it wasn't. I think Carolina's just going for picks, trying to get all things for picks right now. I think that's what they're trying to do. I don't think it's the best idea, considering the fact you get a second and a fifth rounder, but I think that's what they're looking for. I think they missed the mark on this one.
They probably missed the mark on this one. Mike, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the last couple of years, anytime the Panthers are making trades or they're making acquisitions, they're just getting absolutely fleeced in the market. So to see the return for Brian Burns and, of course, a few years ago, Christian McCaffrey, they're getting absolutely nothing. So I don't know what's going on over there, man.
It's tough. Dez, I'm sure you had thoughts earlier today on Believe in Panthers. You want to slide a couple of those thoughts on the Out of Pocket today?
Yeah, one of the reasons why we do Believe in Panthers on Tuesday is so that we can kind of emotionally get through whatever happened on Sunday and then through Monday and sleep on it a little bit and then wake up and be like, okay, this is what's going on. They, for starters, they didn't get fleeced. No one was going to give them a first-round pick for Brian Burns. They didn't have to at this point because that should have happened last year. If anything, blame Scott Fitterer for this and not Dan Morgan because he's having to clean up a room that he didn't mess up pretty much. The second-round pick, it's an early second-round pick. I believe it's pick 39. So yeah. I look at it now, Carolina has two picks in the top 40 of a loaded draft. So you can look at it that way. The fifth rounder, they're swapping their two fives this year, and then Carolina gets a fifth in 2025. Burns could have walked for nothing next year, and Carolina wasn't going to be able to pay him what he wanted. He's the second highest paid defensive end in NFL history now because of the deal the Giants gave him. It didn't make sense for where the Panthers are rebuild-wise because they are, in fact, on a rebuild. It didn't make sense to pay Brian Burns $30 million a year for 5 years when you're probably not going to be competitive for the next two or three. Like, you're basically just burning money at that point when they have so many other needs to fill. So we kind of thought when they signed the guard from Miami yesterday and that news came out first, and it was a five-year, $100 million deal, me, Skyler, and Stu were all like, okay, something's afoot. Something's going on because we didn't have that money. So where'd that money come from? Then you find out about the Burns trade. So they didn't get fleeced necessarily. They did on the McCaffrey trade, but not necessarily with Burns. They just weren't going to be able to pay him. And I'm happy for Burns. He's going to get a home in New York, and it freed up $24 million for the Panthers to fill some holes. So in the end, they got about what they were going to get compensation-wise. It doesn't feel like they feel like they should have got more, but that's pretty much what they were going to get.
It's weird looking back in hindsight, being like, okay, they could have gotten more if they had dealt Burns last year, but – you know, that's hindsight. That's 2020. That's the NFL. Once teams start realizing, like, hey, this guy could get released, or hey, we could get this guy in free agency and not have to trade a lot of our picks away, especially for rounders, that's when a lot of these big trades happen. And there was a lot of moves to be made in the NFL free agency. I mentioned a couple of days ago that Russell Wilson is now a Pittsburgh Steeler, and I'm going to hit each panelist.
Wait a minute. I got breaking news for you. I was going to do this while we were in free agency.
No way.
Breaking news what? Here from Adam Schefter. This just dropped 30 what? Seconds ago. Free agent Derrick Henry is signing a two-year, $16 million deal worth up to $20 million, including $9 million fully guaranteed in the first year with the Baltimore Ravens. The
I knew it.
No. Queen City.
I knew it.
So breaking news here. I'm out of pocket with Michael Davis. That's why we're here at 12:30 in the afternoon, guys. This is why we're here.
I had a feeling.
What? All right, I'm going to take this one. Derrick Henry just bought a home in Dallas, and he's going to sign with the Baltimore Ravens?
Yes, sir.
I know you have money to throw away, and you can probably afford another home in Baltimore, but come on. Now, what is Dallas doing, really? Like,
Dude, what is Dallas doing? You tell us, because they haven't spent a dime on anybody.
They do this every free agency period, but this is so tough when you like see all your division rivals get better. The Commanders go out and sign former Cowboys Tyler Biadasz and Dorrance Armstrong. They go out and sign Austin Ekeler, a running back. They go out and sign Frankie Louvu, a linebacker. Okay, what are the Giants doing? Giants just go and trade for Brian Burns. What do the Eagles do? The Philadelphia Eagles just go and sign Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Like, and Dallas has had one re-signing, and that's our long snapper. And in a year that Jerry Jones said that he wanted to go all in and we need a running back, we need a linebacker, like, why are we letting our division rivals stack everything up? That Max saying we did sign the long snapper, Trent Seed.
Good job. There's going to be nobody left. There's nobody left to sign, like, at this point, pretty much. They're all getting cleared out.
A lot of the running backs got signed. Mike, you're an Eagles guy. I'm so sorry and disappointed, but I do love your T-shirt. I do like.
Somebody in North Carolina got it for me.
Nice.
Oh, I wonder who. I wonder who. And Max's right. They do this every year. 12 wins, 3 consecutive years.
Y'all had running backs those three years. You don't. Tony Pollard's in Tennessee. Like, I thought Derrick Henry was going to Dallas. I really did. I thought he was going to go there.
I agreed with that. I thought, to be honest, I thought Saquon Barkley was a Raven, and I thought Henry was going to be a Cowboy. So to see Saquon go to Philly and now Henry go to Baltimore. Dallas has Aaron Jones. That's who's left out there, really.
Yeah, Mike. Let's ask you about that, because the Eagles did sign Saquon Barkley yesterday, and they did get Bryce Huff as well from the Jets. What do you think of Philadelphia's moves?
Oh man, I mean, these are big time moves. You know, Swift obviously was a free agent, and he's now elsewhere with Chicago. So I think no brainer. They get to sign Saquon. They get to sign a guy that was in their division that they had to play against and who would terrorize them. He's a PA guy through and through. If you didn't know, he played in high school at Freedom in Pennsylvania, and he also played for Penn State. So he gets to come back to PA and play for the state. So I'm all aboard with this. He's a great talent to have. Bryce Huff, we go ahead and we improve that pass rush situation. 42% of snaps he played last season for the Jets. He had 10 sacks. That's a big improvement for our pass rush, because that was something that I know Howie did not, he was not a happy camper with that pass rush last year. So I'm all in on these moves, and I'm excited to see, you know, how Sirianni utilizes Barkley now and with this run game.
And the Eagles have also lost a couple of things. We'll touch on that a little bit later. Now, before we heard the breaking news with Derrick Henry, which infuriates me. I'm gonna cool off. I'm gonna let Shannon take over. Russell Wilson to Pittsburgh. Is he the starter? And low risk, high reward situation there in Pittsburgh. I think Shannon's shuffling around right there.
Oh, there he goes.
Apple Joe. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, Russell Wilson, Pittsburgh, do you think he's the starter now?
He has to be the starter. And let me just say, I apologize to Russ really badly, because I trashed that dude for a long time. What Denver done to him was wrong. And I hope Denver gets what they deserve, because they tested that man, and they were so mean to him, and they wanted him to jump, and they ended up having to pay him. He gets a new start in Denver. I mean, he gets a new start in Pittsburgh, and I'm glad for that under a great coach like Mike Tomlin. So good for him.
Hey, that's pretty good. Dez, we did see a lot of running backs move around. We got to mention the Bengals trading Joe Mixon to Houston after they signed Zach Moss. The Packers cutting Aaron Jones and signed Josh Jacobs. These two teams switched out their running backs. Who do you think got the best deal?
I don't know. That's hard to say, because, like, Tony Pollard is a certain type, like a slash type back, like a cut and go kind of guy, which is a drastic difference from what they had there in Derrick Henry. The Packers, they look like they're clearly going to be a team on the rise, very young team. So I kind of like that move that they did there. Best running back move. I'm probably going to Saquon to the Eagles, to be honest. That shifts back the power to Philly in the NFC East, in my opinion. Saquon's got some tread on those tires, and now he's going to run behind potentially the best offensive line in football with Jalen Hurts running like RPO or something. And you got Devontae Smith, and yeah, that's going to be a problem in Philly with Saquon there. So I'd probably go Saquon to Philly being the biggest running back move so far.
Well, Philadelphia might not have the strong offensive line they did last year, losing their captain, Jason Kelce.
That's true.
I do want to ask Mike about that a little later on in the show. But, Mike, you and I were talking yesterday, and you had some pretty strong takes about the Falcons signing Kirk Cousins. Are you feeling comfortable enough to share on air? Because this is recorded. People will come after you after my.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I'm all about controversy, I guess. And if I spark a little controversy here on Out of Pocket on Tobacco Road and on the radio, then I guess so be it. But to me, it does not make sense for Atlanta. They have a top 10 pick in the draft. They have number 8 right now before anything gets shifted, if there's any trades to be made. So the Falcons last year, and quote me if I'm wrong, they had an opportunity to get in the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes before he re-signed with Baltimore. Am I correct in that statement?
Yeah.
So they decide not to go into the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes and get a quarterback who's in their mid-20s, who's a two-time MVP winner, of course, at the end of this year. And they go and they opt for a guy coming off of a torn Achilles at 35 years old. They sign him for a 4-year, $180 million deal with $100 million guaranteed. And you still have a top 10 pick in the draft this year with a quarterback class that's one of the brightest quarterback classes we've ever seen. I don't see the logic. Even if this is like a veteran bridge type of deal, they're going to draft the quarterback in the draft, maybe a Jaden Daniels, you know, whoever falls to that 8 spot. I still don't see the logic. This does not make much sense to me, especially when you have such a core young team with those weapons in Atlanta.
They're trying to win that. That's what they're trying to do. The NFC South up for grabs. They're trying to win now. It makes sense to me. It makes sense to have Kirk Cousins on that squad. It gives them a better chance. You don't want Dez Ritter back in there.
Absolutely not.
That dude's garbage. So ain't no way.
Appreciate you, Shannon.
Yeah, I don't know who would think Desmond that out, Ritter. I don't know who would think Desmond Ritter was going to turn things around in Atlanta. But we're going to move on to a new segment. I introduced a couple yesterday, but now I want to introduce a new one called Fan Focus. Okay, this segment will have me asking each panelist a special question about each panelist's favorite team or area of expertise. And so, Mike, I've teased it. What's the bigger loss in Philadelphia this week? Was it Jason Kelce or Fletcher Cox, who both retired, one on the offensive line, one on the defensive line?
I mean, emotionally, I'm a mess with this. These are two guys that I have been watching my entire life as an Eagles fan. The cop-out answer, I'll tell you, is they're both massive losses on both sides of the football. But if I had to pick, it's got to be Jason Kelce. That is your center. That is your set the game pace. He's your locker room leader. He's your motivation. You know, you see him in the press. Everybody respects him. So I think he is going to be the big loss in that locker room, and it will be felt within the culture, I feel.
It very well could be big loss, especially when you use a team captain like Jason Kelce. Shannon, you're a 49ers guy. Does San Francisco have any holes they need to fill in hopes to return to the Super Bowl this year?
It's got to be the offensive line that has to be filled, because – Brock Purdy needs more time to throw the ball, and CMC needs more holes to be hitting when he's running. Because, I mean, the man ran for almost 1,500 yards last year, but yet still there were times where Brock Purdy was having trouble getting the ball downfield because he was getting hit. So it's got to be the offensive line. They got to rebuild and get back to the winning ways and get that Super Bowl ring that we should have got last year.
Yeah, and you see the comments pouring in on YouTube. Somebody mentioning Kirk Cousins just fills the stat sheet. There wasn't a time long ago that Cousins was expected to go to San Francisco. That never happens. He's in Minnesota, and then he goes to the Atlanta Falcons this year. Dez, I want to switch it up on you. I want to throw you a curveball because I just had this thought pop in my mind. You're a Panthers guy, so I'm asking you a Panthers question. But T. Higgins is wanting out of Cincinnati. He just got franchise tagged. A lot of Panther fans on social media love T. Higgins, want him in Carolina. You guys just now have 2 second-round picks. Would you trade one of those second-round picks for T. Higgins to come to the Panthers?
Absolutely not. It's the same problem. It's the same problem you would have had if you signed Brian Burns. Like, they're not in a position to have a player that's making $30 million a year over the next 5 years, and that's what T. Higgins is looking for. He's looking for wide receiver one money. He's tagged at $21 million right now and is complaining that that's not enough. So, no, I'd rather, now that the Panthers have 2 high-end second-round picks to deal with, use one of them. This draft is supposed to be deep in wide receiver, offensive line, and secondary, and all three of those are spots where we need starters badly. So I would rather go draft a young wide receiver, pay him on a rookie scale for 5 years, and pay T. Higgins $150 million over 5 years or whatnot. It just doesn't fiscally make sense after the moves they just made yesterday with Brian Burns and letting guys like Frankie Louvu walk out the building. So, no, that other second-round pick, by the way, I'd rather them trade that down for other picks, because the main problem with the Panthers is depth. They don't have a lot of depth on the roster, and you build that in the middle rounds, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round. And I'm fine with them picking up some threes and fours just to get some added depth and find some dogs deep in this draft. So would I trade for T. Higgins? Would a second? No, I would not. Not the way they're currently formatted.
And especially with them rebuilding that offensive line, I think that smart strategy, going to sign Robert Hunt, going to sign, who was it, Damian Lewis?
Yeah, in Seattle. So yeah, he's got a relationship with Canales and saw some of his tape. He's pretty damn good. So I feel a little better about having Bryce in the pocket with them rebuilding the interior of the offensive line, similar to what New Orleans did with Drew Brees, guard, center guard, with Max Unger in the middle. That's kind of what they're doing in Carolina. So we hope.
Yeah. Aaron Schneider commenting on YouTube wanting Keon Coleman in the draft for the Panthers. We'll see what happens there.
Florida State? Is that the kid from Florida State? Yeah. Yeah. I like him. I like Devontae Walker from Carolina.
Yes. Yes.
I like him.
Of course, you like a Carolina guy. He's good. I thought we were done with Carolina.
Just because he goes to Carolina doesn't mean I need to stay away from him. If he's good, he's good. That's why he's at Carolina. You know what I'm saying? Why am I not dealing with him? If he's a good guy. He's a good player.
I thought we got all the UNC fandom stuff out of the way yesterday. That show's still up on the Tobacco Road Sports Radio YouTube channel. I'm getting a lot of hate for my Kyle Filipowski take. I don't know why.
What do you mean you don't know why? You know why?
I'm so glad that Dustin Hsu brought up that picture of Armando Bacot literally reaching his hand out and tripping that player.
The difference is Armando admitted to it in the post game of that game, and the player that he's tripping is Jalen Winters, who's now his teammate on Carolina that transferred in from Louisville. It's not the same thing. Dude, fans, I swear y'all do this every time. Y'all lose, and y'all find something else to deflect to go away from the fact that y'all just lost this game. Y'all find something else to talk about. With Wake, it was the crowd storming the court. Y'all only wanted to talk about that. Y'all didn't want to talk about why you lost to Wake. You just want to talk about what happened after. Carolina beats you in Cameron. You don't want to talk about that. You want to talk about Armando tripping Jalen Winters 3 years ago to justify your guy doing it. Stop it. Stop doing it, Dick fans. Stop it.
So, according to Dez, the one thing that offsets this is if Harrison Ingram transfers to Duke next year and becomes Kyle Filipowski's teammate.
Admitted to doing it after the game, that would be nice instead of lying about it. I didn't even know he was there. Yes, you did.
Why did we return out of pocket this week? I'm getting hate for the Duke. Derrick Henry signs with Baltimore and not Dallas.
It's not the best week ever.
Our last segment of
not the best week ever for Michael Davis.
Not at all.
It's tough. your quarterback's brother. I'm
enjoying the show.
Welcome back.
That was that may not have been out of pocket, especially seeing what the Eagles have been doing this offseason, which stinks. But you saw the show yesterday. It means we're in the segment called That Aged Well. I'm going to give everybody a topic today, the same topic. And I want you guys, I'm going to have to think on mine because mine just changed apparently as of this show. But name one player who is going to be on a new team by the time we come back on Thursday, and where will that player be? Shannon, you got the floor first.
I had to really think on this one considering the fact that Derrick Henry just signed with Baltimore, but I'm thinking that Calvin Ridley is going to go to Cincinnati to replace T. Higgins.
Ooh.
Right. Calvin Ridley, a little more money. I think he wants to go there and catch passes from Joe. That is if Joe ain't running for his life with his offensive line he's got.
Yeah. Valid points. Very valid points.
Valid points, even though he's holding a stuffed animal. Mike, what's your one player who is on new team by Thursday?
Well, you know, I would have nailed it if Derrick Henry didn't sign right this minute. I was saying Derrick Henry to Baltimore, but man, if I were to give you a name, I'm thinking CJ Gardner-Johnson. He's a free agent. I think he'll be landing somewhere in the NFC South. To be honest, I could see him going back down there.
Dez, who's your guy?
I'm looking through who's left because right now we're kind of at a point where it's like, well, who's left? Who's signed? Who's where? I'm going to go defense, and I'm going to say Patrick Queen from Baltimore. And I think it might be Carolina, actually. They've got a hole to replace with Frankie Louvu gone and Brian Burns gone. So he's been targeted by them, and there's been rumors they've already been talking a little bit. I think Patrick Queen might be a Carolina Panther by Thursday.
So mine originally was going to be Derrick Henry to Dallas. That's not happening. Henry signed with the Baltimore Ravens as of this episode. And then I was like hearing about Patrick Queen potentially and Carolina Panthers having interest there. And then Dez just took that one. So thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Not a good week for Michael Davis.
Not a good week.
By the way, I do want to point out that John Machota, a staff writer for the Cowboys, tweeted out that the Dallas Cowboys are the only team not to agree to a deal with one of their own free agents or one from another team during the first day of the NFL's negotiation legal tampering period. That's astonishing. But I think that changes.
Why do you think they're – what are they waiting on?
So they do this every year. I think they haven't had a big contract signing to
I'm checking it. I'm checking it.
Maybe Jamal's making a prediction. I'm hoping Jamal's making a prediction because if Washington signed Patrick Queen too, I would be so upset.
They're making moves. Jamal, well, I'm shocked.
I'm going to Schefter, see if he said anything about this because he might just be guessing.
That Chase Young move.
Jamal, please.
That Chase Young move in San Francisco opened up everything for Washington, and now Washington's eating up everybody right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to see how Eckler performs.
Meh.
Yeah. Adam Schefter's fingers must be, like, falling off at this point because I don't see anything about Patrick Queen on his Twitter. Yeah. It's all Derrick Henry stuff right now. So
Washington's lineman to keep Sam Howell.
Okay. So Jamal was probably just pulling our leg or predicting as well. Derek Pauly said, great prop, Shannon. I disagree. But Derek Pauly will be back with us. He'll make his out-of-pocket debut Thursday when he comes onto the show and OP original Jackson Cordray comes back. And we'll talk a lot more about NFL free agency. But for my take that aged well, I'm going to go Dallas does sign a free agent. And as one I've probably, bad-mouthed a few times on the show, and those are takes that won't age well. But with the connection to McCarthy back in Green Bay, I'm expecting Aaron Jones to be a Dallas Cowboy.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Now you're cooking in grease. That's good.
I think he's going to Minnesota. I think he is.
I thought I saw that too. Did he already go?
I don't know, but he may sign with Minnesota.
Did Aaron Jones just go to? Am I just having the worst week possible?
Yes,
you might
actually
be having one of them. You might be having one of them weeks.
No. Two hours ago, Aaron Jones, Vikings agreed to a 1-year deal.
Oh, so there goes that. Mike, your new running back is going to be
just not having a good week, man.
Hold on,
get ready
guys.
What's happening? I'm glad you do not gamble. You would be broke.
DraftKings would be living off of you right now. Like, oh, here comes Mike again. What's he going to do this week? Man. I don't know who's left at running back for Dallas to even go get.
Joe Mixon went to Houston. Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, Mixon's getting traded to Houston.
It's James Robinson season, finally.
Yo, no doubt.
Oh, J.K. Dobbins is available. A.J. Dillon, Deonta Foreman, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Oof.
Ooh.
I've talked trash about this guy too. Give me A.J. Dillon to Dallas. And
I wouldn't mind
in
that.
20 minutes, he'll sign somewhere else, I'm sure. That's just how it goes at this point. The Cowboys don't make big free agent signings. They haven't since Brandon Carr back in like 2010, 2012 range. Wow. At 5-year, $50 million deal, and the way he panned out, I think the Jones family has just had a bad taste in their mouth ever since. But yeah, 20 minutes, A.J. Dillon will sign somewhere else, and then that take on Out Pocket will age well, because that's how my week is going. Hopefully you guys have better luck when you do DraftKings and use that promo code Tobacco Road. But we got to get out of here. We are not here Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday afternoons is when the Cat Cave with my co-host Shan Smith and Ryan Frick drop, as well as the Drop the Mic Wrestling podcast. So you'll still get content from me this Wednesday, tomorrow. But Al Pocket will be back on Thursday with Derek Pauly, first-time guest, and Al Pocket original Jackson Cordray. I'm sure Jackson will have plenty of takes.
Looking forward to that. And definitely shout out to everyone who has found us the first 2 days of the show. The viewership for the live shows has been way bigger than I expected it to be. So shout out to everybody who's loved the idea of us giving you sports talk from the Triad live during your lunch period. So you can watch it during lunch while you're at work or catch it after you get off of work. And us just giving you quick hits on what's going on in the world of sports from our perspective here in North Carolina. So I just want to say shout out to everybody who's finding us on Tobacco Road, and thank you. Thank you for helping us with Out of Pocket.
I did owe that. Thanks, Desmond Johnson, for allowing us to do this 4 times a week during people's lunch break. And thank you guys for trusting us with a part of your day, a crucial part of your day with your lunch break. But we will get out of here. We will see you guys on Thursday back with Out of Pocket with Michael Davis live as part of your lunch break Thursday, 12:30 p.m. And we will see you guys on Thursday.
Oh, wait, breaking news.
Oh, no.
Breaking news. A.J. Dillon is – no, I'm just kidding. he's still free. He's still out there. You're good to go.
And on that note, we will see you on Thursday. It's not even April yet. This shouldn't be
– 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10. That was excellent.